I'm here with Nancy Hastings, who has been with us before, talking about her great uncle, Chester Schultz, who was killed in World War I just before the end of the war. And we've done a few stories now, but there is an update. He's finally going to get his recognition.
That's right. When I was in France in 2014, I realized his name had been left off of the monument where all of the dead from that battle were listed from the 1st Division. And I was able to contact the 1st Division, and they produced a plaque to put on that monument, and it will be there before the 100th anniversary of his death. So I'm excited for that.
Because not seeing his name on there was...
It was really disappointing. I went there because all I knew beforehand from the internet was that all of the dead were listed, and they were listed by infantry, by company, and everything, and I searched that plaque for that 28th Infantry Company K, and his name wasn't there, so it was really kind of sad. But knowing the confusion about his death, where he died on the November the 7th, and his family didn't find out what happened to him until March of the following year, that confusion went over into the record-keeping of the 1st Division, so he wasn't listed on the monument.
So it's been quite a process getting that done, though.
It was. It took almost a year and a half or so when I got back to finally get some contact with the Society of the 1st Division, and finally got a hold of the right person that was able to help me. And as soon as I got a hold of them and was able to give them some of the information so they could know for sure that he should be on the monument, they have been very wonderful in getting it done.
Walk us through what happens now with that.
They produced a plaque that has Chester's name on it and his company and the infantry that he was in, and that is going to be placed. The plaque is now in France waiting to be put on the monument there at Wallendecourt, and it will be in place before the 100th anniversary of his death. So I think that's just really exciting.
You going to go see it?
I am. I don't know when, but I plan to go and see that after having been there and been disappointed. I want to go and just have that thrill of seeing his name finally being recognized after 100 years.
Does this bring an end to Chester Schultz's story?
I don't know that there'll ever be an end, but yeah, it kind of gives it full closure to realize that he's pretty real to me. I mean, having been dead for 100 years, I've researched and delved into his story so much, he's almost like I know him personally, which of course I don't. But it's just a good feeling to know that, you know, when he gave his life, he gave his all, that he gets a little bit of recognition for that. So, yeah, it kind of gives a little closure to the story.
And you've got a book on this.
I do. I'm in the process. I had published a book just for my family of his letters, because we had a lot of his letters that he had sent home and a lot of the letters that they had sent to him that had come back. Of course, they didn't make it to him. And so I had published that mostly for my family several years back. But since I've done a lot of this research and have gone over there and tried to trace his steps, I've really updated the book, and I'm going to publish it and make it available if people want to purchase it. So I'm still working on that, but it's getting close to being done.
All right. Nancy Hastings of Mount Vernon, talking about her great-uncle Chester Schultz, who was killed in World War I and is now finally going to get his full recognition with his name on a plaque in France. Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you.